the days. Make the days count. Welcome back to Glory Talk with Kiki. Yeah. We're back. We're back. We're back. What it do, y'all? What it do? How y'all been? I hope y'all been doing great. I've been doing great. I feel like July, even though it's about to be over, it's July 28th. I feel like July has really been like a month of learning and a month of growing because for me, it's been a lot. I just turned 18, you know, seeing some true colors with people, you know, learning a lot of things about the world and how it works. But in all, I'm truly grateful. Everything's slowly falling back to place, but that's all because of God and God's plan that he has for me. And, you know, it's been great. You feel me? It's been good. I hope y'all doing great. If y'all not, man, it gets better. You gonna have them days that feel like you your legs are about to fall off. Trust me, I get it. But them days don't last forever. I 100%, I'm telling you that right now. It doesn't last forever. Everything is just a season. You feel me? Everything is gonna get better. I promise everything is gonna get better. But let's get straight into this week's topic. This week's topic is God created us for happiness. And I'll explain why I chose this topic for this week. But I was on the phone with someone who was playing a game. And one of the questions that, the question said, what is something that you constantly ask yourself and you wonder? And this person said, when will I be happy? And it really had me thinking, because me too, like, when will I be happy? When will I be happy? And when will I learn how to be happy? And it really got me thinking. And in my head, I'm like, God, I know I have some days where I feel like you're just non-existent. There's some days when I feel like I just can't. I just don't know when I'm going to be happy. But he reminded me, I was reading an article, because I'm always reading articles. I love to read. That's one of the top-notch things that I do daily. And it popped up. The same question popped up. God created us to be happy. But I want to read a story today. It's Zacharias. Hopefully I said it right. But we're going to read Zacharias. I want to read the whole thing because it's not long. It is in Luke. It's Luke 19 from the first one all the way down. I'm reading English Standard Version. Let's get straight into it. All right. So this is when Jesus was passing through Jericho. But Jesus was passing through Jericho, And behold, there was a man named Zacharias. He was a chief tax collector, and he was rich, and he was seeking to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd, he could not see because he was small in stature, which means he was very, very short. So he ran ahead and he climbed up on a tree to see him, for he was about to pass by. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, Zacharias, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today. So he hurried up and came down and received him joyfully. Please remember this word, joyfully. And when they saw it, everyone in the crowd was like, they all grumbled. It's like, oh, him? Like, he's gonna stay at his house? Jesus gonna stay at his house? Man, they were upset, mad upset. And he has gone to be in the guest of a man who is a sinner. And Zacharias stood and said to the Lord, behold, Lord, half of the goods I give to the poor. If I have defrauded anyone of anything, I restore forthhold And Jesus said to him, today salvation has came to this house, since he is also the son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost. Jesus, I pray of the hearing and the speaking of this word. Let me explain. Zacharias, he had three problems. Number one, he was short. He couldn't see Jesus. Number two, he was stealing money. He was stealing the government's money, and he was stealing the people's money. And the last problem that he had, he didn't have Jesus in his life, and he wasn't saved. I chose this story because when you have Jesus in your life, you are filled with happiness. And look what happiness joyfully did to Zacharias. He, even though he was stealing money from people, when he received and he seen Jesus for himself, he gave double more back to everyone that he stole. Y'all don't see how good Jesus is? Do y'all not understand how good he is? How great he is? He restored everything, more than half of what he stole from everyone. And it's very important that you understand, when Jesus is in the center of your life, happiness is going to always be there, no matter the situation. But I really want to look at the definition of happiness, because I feel like some people don't know the definition of happiness. But happiness is the state of being happy, of course. But what is the true definition of happy? Happy is a sense of being, of well-being, joy, and contentment. And there's so many times that content is used in the Bible. But I also want to let you guys know that God tells us to be happy so many times in scripture, where it's either rejoice or be good or cheer or don't be afraid or give thanks. These are many ways that God tells us to be happy. I learned that and I was like, wow, that is so crazy. I feel like we read scripture and we don't really completely see it for what it is. And I feel like that's truly a blessing, that I truly sat down and I broke these verses down and read the verses completely as for what they are. And I feel like another thing that we don't understand is God knows our happiness. It could be found inside of his boundaries. God is telling you to be happy. God is always telling you to be happy. It's the same thing. Like, say if you're in a toxic relationship and you want to set boundaries, so it's not toxic no more. That's the same way how God is. For you to understand your happiness, you have to be inside of God's boundary that he has for us in order to be happy. That is the most important thing that you have to understand. Let's look at Psalms 44 verse 15. Let's go ahead and look at that real quick. I'm gonna read it to you. And it says, all right, it says in verse 15, blessed are the people to whom such blessings fall. Blessed are those, the people whose God is Lord. I'm telling you, for you to know that God is Lord, Jesus Christ is the one that's supposed to be in your life, everything will fall into place. God is the source of happiness, strength, and hope, and wisdom. Those are in his favors, and always, and everyone that understands this will always know these things. Always. Another verse that I want to give to you guys is Psalm 16, verse 8 and 9. And it says, the birds... Oh, that's the wrong verse. Dang. How you gonna do me like that? There you go. All right. So it says in Psalm 16, verse 8 through 9, I have set the Lord always before me because he is my right hand and I will not be shaken. Come on, Jesus. Therefore, my heart is glad and my whole being rejoices and my flesh also dwells secure. God will always be present in your life. Always. He's the only one in this whole universe, in the whole world, that will be present in your life. And no matter what happens, you need to remember that he is there for you. And that alone should be your happiness. And that should bring you happiness to know that even though your boyfriend might not be there for you, your parents might not be there for you, your best friend might not be there for you, your cousins might not be there for you, everyone's conning you, everyone's telling you this, everybody's telling you that, but you know that the God that you serve, that we serve, will always be there for you no matter the choice that you make. He will always, always, always be here for you. I want to give you guys some other things to remember. That God's commands are our instructions for happiness. Galatians 5 verse 22, it tells us the fruit of the Spirit. And the fruit is love, joy, peace, gratefulness, saveness, and self-control. That's a song I remember. Just remember the fruit of the Spirit. I used to know that when I was a kid. But that happiness is one of the fruits of the Spirit that God has placed in us for us to have. God does not ever want to see you sad, but he knows there's going to be moments where you're going to feel sad because you're human. It's normal. But don't make it a habit. Don't make it a habit to be sad. Don't make it a habit to not want to be happy. But if you want to be happy, God has to be in the center of it all. And I really want to give you guys some negatives and some positives for not understanding God's commands and how it is, it's our instructions and it's our truth for happiness. And we don't understand that many of these things, it leads to our misery. Things that are outside of God's will for us, which is like pride, selfishness, unforgiveness, and lifelong patterns of certain sins. These are all things that cannot lead us to our happiness. It's contrary towards his word. And you guys really, 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 really need to understand that. You guys have to understand that. It is very important that you know that a lot of the things that the world will give you, it is not from God. God knows it's out there. Shoot, at this point, you don't even know what darkness could bring. But everything that is contrary towards God's word, it will never lead you to happiness. It is only temporarily. Everything that is not of God is always temporarily. And there's things that lead you to happiness, which are a part of following and obeying God's will for us. It is inside of his will. And when you are in God's will and obeying his commands that he has for us, it leads you to great relationships, even if it's platonic or if it's romantic or if it's a healthy community or if it's a healthy job, healthy household, healthy work environment. It could be anything. But being inside of God's will bring you all of these things. But being outside of it, it just brings you straight misery. And I'm telling you, you don't want that. You don't ever want that. And another thing I want everyone to understand, that happiness comes when we seek God and obey him in faith. And I always say this, faith without works is dead. It is dead. You can't tell me that God, I go to church, I do this. Okay, how's your relationship with God looking? Are you praying every day? Are you reading your Bible? Are you putting him a part of your day? Are you spreading the gospel like you're supposed to? I'm not gonna lie, I be struggling with these things too, but guess what? I'm putting in the effort. It's very important that we seek God. And seek is not like, okay, you just look straight ahead. Seeking is you go find him. Yes, there's a difference there. Seeking is you go looking for God. You go looking for him. Now, if it says to look, look is like you look straight ahead or you look left and right. But when you go seek something, you go looking for him. Because I feel like another thing that people don't realize with happiness or even with your relationship with God, everything's, you're moving. It's a journey. And I'm not saying the journey's going to be easy. It's not going to be, and I'm not going to say it's going to be tough either. It could be both. But you got to go looking. You got to keep going. You got to keep pushing. You got to pick up your cross and you got to walk. Because it's important. If you really want to find the true definition of happiness, you got to go looking for it. You got to put God in the center. You got to go looking for it. Because he's everything that you'll need. Everything that you'll need. Another thing is God doesn't want. He doesn't want us. He just doesn't want us to be happy. But I believe he created us to be happy. His word lays the path down for us to be happy. And he's everything that we need. And if we want to find the true definition of happiness, it's in the experience that he gives us. God gives us free will. God lets us do everything that we want to do. But it's up to you. If you really want it, go for it. Push for it. Always. Number three. Our happiness is in his strength. I want to read another verse. I'm giving y'all straight scripture today. But it is Psalms 84, verse 5. And it says that blessed are those whose strength is in you, in those hearts who are highways to Zion. Yeah. Your strength should be coming from him always. God is our strength and our happiness is in him. When we live, let me say something. When we live and try to find our strength without him being in the center, baby, you gonna fail. That's just a straight fact. You are going to fail. You are always going to fail when you always try to find your own strength. God's strength allow us to surrender and to give him the weight of our wrongs, give it to him so we could walk in freedom. And there's so many other verses that I want to give you, because these verses, they give you strength. Psalms 91. I feel like everybody should know Psalms 91 for sure. Everyone should know Psalms 91, but I'm gonna read it anyway, because I feel like this is a verse that you should know. In Psalms 91, it says, "For he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of Mighty." Yes, Jesus. Verse 2, "I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. For he will deliver you from the snare of fowler and the deadly pestilence." Pestilence. "And he will cover you with his pinions. And under his wings, you will find refuge. And his faithfulness is his shield and buckler. You will not fear the territory of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the destruction that wastes at noonday." Yes, Jesus. "A thousand may fall at your side. 1,000 may fall at your right. But it will not come near you. And you will only look with your eyes and see the recompense of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord your dwelling place, the Most High, who is my refuge. No evil shall befall you. No plague shall come near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways." Yes, Jesus. "On their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone. You will tid on the lion and the otter.
The young lion and the serpent will tremble underfoot because he holds fast to me in love, and I will deliver him. I will protect him because he knows my name. When he calls on to me, I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble, and I will rescue him in honor and with life. And with long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Yes, Jesus. And I also want to give you guys Psalms 23. These are great to understand how God's strength is here for you. God is God himself. He's always here for you. His strength is your strength. If you abide in him, he abides in you. It's always going to be like that. That's something that a lot of people don't understand. Because sometimes I forget it myself. That I keep forgetting that God, his strength is in me. There's nothing that I need to fear. Nothing will come my way. Because I know that God, he's with me. There's nothing that I should be afraid of ever. Because I know that he is personally with me. I have nothing to fear. That I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. That I'm the head not to tell. That I'm new in his creation. That I give the devil no foothold in my life. That he will be under my foot. That everything I do, if I abide in him, he abides in me. There's nothing that you have to worry about because God's strength covers everything. There's nothing in this world that God's strength doesn't cover. And also another thing, that God's strength, if you see how strong God is. Let me give y'all an example. Y'all wake up this morning, y'all don't got to worry about the sun going up. Y'all don't gotta worry about if it's gonna rain or not. You didn't worry about waking up this morning to thank him. He could just stop doing it. But he does it anyway. Do you see how merciful our God is? How strong our God is? Just to do all that for us when we don't even deserve it. But he still does it anyway. Oh Jesus. Let's move to the next one. Number four, happiness is in our obedience. This is one of my favorite verses in Psalms. I said Psalms, Proverbs. Wow, my favorite verse in Proverbs. It is going to be Proverbs 29, verse 18. I'm gonna read it for y'all. It says, "When there is no prophetic vision, the people cast off restraints, but blessed is he who keeps the law." And I really want to break this one down, because I feel like with this verse, people don't understand that the law, God's law that he set for us, it's not about, this is for the non-believers, but God's law for us, it is protection. It is protection because he knows how sad, how dirty the world is. God's law isn't about living my best life, but it's about knowing that if I follow and obey God's law, that I will find security, I'll find comfort, I'll find joy, I find love. I find a free mind, a peaceful mind. I find that the fruits of the spirits are in me, that I have nothing to worry about, even though the devil's always going to be here. The devil's never going to stop being him. But he is always there. His laws are protection. It is not because, it's for you to live your best life. No. Because if you live in your, you can't be living your best life and serving God at the same time. Baby, you better pick a struggle. No, that's not it. No. That's completely two different things. But the obedience that we have in living in the boundaries that God has for us, it makes us a better person. With happiness, you change completely. I just gave y'all examples. The tax collector. knowing that God has all these beautiful spirits, lovely, loving, kind, gentle, self-controlled spirits in his heart, in his mind. You don't see how that could change a person? It's truly important that you guys understand these things. Number five, our happiness comes with helping others. This is really my favorite one when I was reading this article. This article / devotion. But our happiness comes with helping others. I feel like it is so easy for us to be, you know, obsessed with what we have going on. Because I know there's sometimes, I've been through a rough patch in 2021. I have. I'm not finna sit here and lie to y'all. This might have been my year because I graduated, I turned 18. But I had a rough patch this year. And I was so obsessed with me and my whole environment. Everyone around me, they're going through the same thing. But when I really started to reach out to people, even the little kids at my church, I realized that my problems, they're big, but it's not as big as I think. And that God's will still has to be done. Always. God's will is always going to have to be done. King Solomon in Ecclesiastes 3 verse 12. He is describing to us how important it is to not let the things that happen on us a daily basis. It makes us realize it's big. It's big for us. But it's important that you help others. And it says that I perceive that there is nothing better, yes, Jesus, for them than to be joyful and to do good as long as they live. I'll read verse 13 as well. Also, that everyone should eat and drink and take pleasure in all of his toil. That is a gift, a God's gift to men. I feel like doing good to others is certainly a key component of being happy. Knowing that you are being a part of someone's life, helping someone out. That's another goal that as a Christian you should have. Bringing people to Christ, even if it's talking to someone because they need someone to talk to, or being there for someone when they're having a rough patch in their life. It's important. That should make you happy as well. It should. It really should. Last one, guys. Our happiness is in our faith. I want to give y'all another verse. Last verse, I promise. Last verse, I promise. It's going to be Luke 1, verse 45. It's another one of my favorite verses. Luke was one of the favorite books that I've read. I feel like reading it again. I might. Actually, I might. I think I will. But it says, and blessed is she who believes that there is a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord. It's our faith. Our faith is what we cannot see, but we believe in it. We know that if we live in God's boundaries for us, if we follow and we obey the law that God has for us, then happiness, the fruit of the Spirit, just rains down on us. That we have the Holy Spirit in our hearts and in our minds. That everything should flow the way it should. Knowing that everything, the prophetic word is in your head, it's in your mind. That you're blessed. This is what the Bible says, y'all. This is what the Bible says. Foundation provides, I said faith. Faith provides a foundation that gives our world order. Believing that God contributes. God wants us to be happy. It is in his commands for us to be happy. Hope is a powerful happiness generator. Knowing and hoping. I feel like faith and hope tie together. It really does. believing and knowing, yes, Jesus, believing and knowing that everything that God has placed for us now is important and it's true and it's real. Ay, ay, ay. It's there. It's there. The word says it. It's there. Last thing. God creates us for happiness. And the only way we will find happiness in this world is to seek holy happiness. Let me say that again. God creates happiness. And the only way we will find true happiness in this world is if we seek holy happiness. God wants what's best for us. Not just what's best for me. Because I know I'm a screw up. It's in your blood to make mistakes. It is. But God wants what's best for you in all seasons of your life. Keep it in your head that if you are serving God, if God is a part of your life, that He wants to see you win. He wants to see you happy. He wants to see you in the best places that He wants you to be. Not no one else in this world. He wants to see you win. He knows you can win. He just wants you to put that in your head. Put it in your head that He knows, that you know, that you are victorious. If God is victorious every single time, what makes you think you can't be victorious? In whatever situation you're going through, or whatever it is. I want to give y'all a few more things before I close this one out. We find strength in Him. Trusting the word and loving others selflessly. It says in the Bible to do these things in Luke. I forgot the verse, but it says to love others just as you love yourself. That is a part of happiness. Happiness is not a worldly trait. And I'll explain why, but it's a gift from God. Happiness won't last if Jesus Christ is not in the center. Happiness is not about wealth. It's not about things that you have, goals that you have, goals that you want to achieve. But it's about God's happiness for you and me. It's truly important that you guys understand this. If you really want to find happiness, it is about you looking for God. Go look for Him. He wants to have a relationship with you. I'm telling you, if there's anyone listening that wants to give their life to Christ, I want you to repeat after me. God, I know that I'm a sinner. I know that I mess up sometimes. I know there's going to be times where I feel like I'm going to give up. But I want to give my life to you today. I know there's going to be times when I feel like I'm going to give up, but I pray that you push me in ways that I cannot understand. I pray that I leave the sins in the past and I live in truth. I know that it's in my nature to sin, but I want to move different today. It is my best bet for you to give your life to Christ today. And after that, say in the name of Jesus, amen. It's okay if you don't want to, but don't wait until the last minute to get right. Don't wait until the last minute to give your life to Christ. I know that I'm a sinner. I know that there's some time that I messed up. But I know that the reason why I'm feeling so much joy and so much happiness is because God is on my side. He will always be on my side. He knows my name. He know me since birth. No, not even know me since birth. Know me since I was in my mother's womb. Even before that. Before that. He's known me before it all. Remember that God didn't just create us doesn't want us. God just doesn't only want us to be happy, but he created us for happiness. All right, y'all. Just remember that. Bow your heads and close your eyes while I close this one out. My Father who's in heaven, I want to thank you for this day. Thank you for allowing us to be here and to listen to the word that you have for us, Father Lord. I pray that the people that gave their life today, they understand that they are not perfect. That there's going to be times where they're going to feel tempted, but I pray that they pick up their cross and they continue to walk. I know this journey, even for myself, is not easy, Father Lord, but I know that my strength, it comes from you, that if I abide in you and you abide in me, that there's nothing that I cannot overcome. There's nothing that I cannot overfold, Father Lord, but I know that you continuously fill in my cup, Father Lord. I pray that the spirit of consistency is in each and every one of us, that we continue to live in the word that you have placed in the Bible, Father Lord. I pray that we continue to pray even when we don't feel like it, even though when we feel like we can't, Father Lord. I pray that we continue to look our eyes to you. I pray that we understand we give the devil no foothold in our lives. I pray that we are the heads, not the tails, and we are fearfully and wonderfully made, that we are new in your creation. We are the salt of the world, Father Lord. That we are a house built on top of the hill, and we will be seen, Father Lord. We are the light of the world, Father Lord. I pray that we understand that we bring people closer to you, Father Lord. Our main goal to bring people closer to you, Father Lord, so they can understand the good word that you have for us, Father Lord. I thank you for being here with us, Father Lord, when we didn't have anybody, when we felt like people, when we was gonna get off the edge, Father Lord, when we was gonna hit rock bottom, but you was there for us each and every single time, Father Lord. I thank you for being here, Father Lord. Thank you for being here when no one else is there, Father Lord. You are the God of Jacob. You are the God of Isaac. You are the God of David, Father Lord. There is nothing in this world that you cannot do. You are the impossible, Father Lord. We pray to continue that you protect each and every person that's listening to this, each and every person that will listen to this, Father Lord. I pray that we understand we speak prophetic words into our lives every single day, because the devil, his only mission is to kill and destroy and to give us contrary that is against your word, Father Lord. But we pray to understand that these things are not right for us, but you are the truth and you are the light, Father Lord. We pray that we continue to look straight and we never look left or right, Father Lord. I thank you for everything you have done, everything that you continue to do. In the name of Jesus, we all say amen. I'm so happy that I was able to give this word. I felt this for a while, but I just didn't know how to speak it out. But now that I could do that, but thank you for tuning in to Glory Talk with Kiki. Before I sign out, if you have any topics, any questions, anything, I'm always looking. I will be watching, and if you have any questions, DM me. My Instagrams will be on the bottom. Thank you so much. I am now signing out. Deuces.